Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. While on a Veterans Day visit to the Vietnam Memorial in Columbia, South Carolina, Vice President Harris has been asked about those angry and frustrated about the war in Gaza.
What I hope is that we can engage in conversation and discourse in a way that understands this is not binary and that appreciates that we are talking about real human beings.
Israel has just said that more than 100,000 Palestinians have headed south in the past 2 days as Israel goes deeper into Gaza. President Biden and China's President Xi will meet at a conference next week in San Francisco. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We're not anticipating any major breakthroughs in the relationship. This meeting comes about a year after they last met in Indonesia.
The FBI's new headquarters will be in Greenbelt, Maryland, just outside Washington. Governor Wes Moore.
I cannot stress enough how big this is for the state of Maryland.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Piece by piece, the condemned condo high-rise in Waukesha is coming down. Who will ultimately pay for the demolition of the Horizon West condo is still a matter in court, but the city isn't waiting, and the process to bring it down will last through early next year. Due to asbestos, it's not a blast-and-be-done-with-it type of job. The city forced people living in the condo out 2 years ago when concern came up about a building collapse. The new advisory bike lanes in Milwaukee are all done. The lanes are now open on East Edgewood between Oakland and Lake Drive. The goal is to let people on bikes use the same road as cars, but some residents have concerns. They're worried that having bikes and cars together may cause accidents. They're also not happy that the bike lanes have reduced the number of traffic lanes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
Yeah, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, he made no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 29. High of 45 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. UK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. No, all calls are welcome. Remember, you're not woke. You don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as always, is being made. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about the gridlock in the House of Representatives on keeping the government open after November 17. Today is November 10. We're talking 7 days. 7 days. And here is the update. 7 days, you'd think that they would work round the clock, wouldn't you? Well, they aren't. They didn't. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, man of mystery, no bank accounts, no checking accounts, no fingerprints. He's invisible, but he's two heartbeats away from the presidency. He sent everybody home for a nice four-day weekend. Yeah, go home. What the hell? You know, fly out to California, fly to Texas, fly to Alaska. What do we care? Government's going to shut down 7 days. Well, here's what's going on. Behind the scenes, the problem is, and then here's the solution. The problem is that they had votes. They wanted to schedule votes